Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadi Beis. We are holding on daf Tzadi Aleph and Beis about 13 lines before the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Adina and Jeremy Herskowitz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Jeremy's grandfather, Sidney Gettenberg, Yisrael ben Shmuel, Olav Shalom, and also by Elisheva and Avishai Newman, Lezachusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya, the Shabbatha for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. We are holding on again 13 lines from the bottom on Tzadi Aleph and Beis, and we're still discussing Tchias HaMesim, where we find Tchias HaMesim, Min HaTorah, Min HaNaviim, Min HaKsuvim. Then the Gemara is going to, after giving a few more ideas of where Tchias HaMesim is derived from, the Gemara is going to make statements about someone who withholds Torah from Talmidim, not such nice things about such people, and nicer things about people who share Torah with Talmidim. Then we're going to have more sources for Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Then the Gemara is going to have six different statements that Rabbi Eliezer has about the Mila of Deya, how wonderful it is to have Das or to have Deya. And then we're going to have, once we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer, there are going to be seven additional teachings that Rabbi Eliezer will have. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss what's going to happen with the Tzadikim who have a Tchias HaMesim during the times of Mashiach, when the rest of La'asid Lava sort of plays out. Meaning they're going to have an early Tchias HaMesim, then what do they do when there's sort of nothingness going on? What happens then? Then the Gemara is going to have three different shittos about what happened to the people Yecheskel brought back to life after the event of that Tchias HaMesim. Where did those people go? Then we're going to have five different shittos about who those people even were. There's dry bones, and Yecheskel brought them back to life. Whose dry bones were those? Five different shittos in Amoraim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when the Tchias HaMesim of Yecheskel happened, what the context historically was of that Tchias HaMesim, and six miracles that happened on the day Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh, because one of those six miracles was the Tchias HaMesim of Yecheskel. So Amud Beis is pretty much entirely about the dry bones and Yecheskel's performance of Tchias HaMesim, which fits very nicely with the discussion we've been having about how we know that there even exists a Tchias HaMesim. So we are holding at Tanya, about, again, 13 lines before the end of the page, side the Alpha and Beis. First one line is Tshuva Li'omrin, so we're in the middle of that line. Tanya, Amar Amer, Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, how do I know from the Torah that there's a notion of Tchias HaMesim? Shnemar, Oz Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, Sashir, Azos Hashem. Shar Lo Ne'amar, Ela Yashir. It doesn't say Shar as in past tense, but Yashir, that he will sing. So Oz Yashir Moshe, that's only going to be if there's a Tchias HaMesim. Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, Keyotze B'Dover Ata Omer, and you have a similar such expression, Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach LaHashem, that Yeshua will build a Mizbeach LaHashem. So that too is a raya to Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Every time it says something in future tense, Yashir, Yibaneh, it means that it's something that will happen in the future. We're going to run into trouble then. Elameata, Oz Yibaneh Shlomo Bama Lekamush Shikutz Moav. That then Shlomo HaMelech will build a Bama to an Avod Zara. You think that means that one day Shlomo HaMelech is going to be building a bama to Avodah Zarah? No, what it means clearly in that context is that the Navi considers it, the Pasuk considers it as if he built a Bama, but not that he actually will build a Bama. Rashi ala Torah in Shemos Perek Tesvav explains that he wanted to build, but he didn't actually build it. That's why it says Yibaneh, because when you talk about something in past tense, you're talking about something that was. When you're talking about something in future tense, you're talking about something that might be. So over here, it's not a statement of fact as if it was. So even though Shlomo HaMelech never built it, we can't talk about it, but he did want to build it. We can't talk about it in past tense because it never physically happened. So we use the future tense to show that it never physically happened, but the idea was there, that he had such a plan to build it. The Marsha just wonders that in the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav, it says that the reason the Pasuk says as if he built it was because Lo Micha Ben Ashav, that he didn't object when his wife built Bamos Tavod Zara. Not that that was his plan, but it was Ki'ilu Bana in the sense that he could have done more to stop it, and he didn't do enough to stop it. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, where do we know Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah? Shnemar,
Ashri Yoshe Vesecha Od Yahalelucha Sela. Hilelucha lo nemar, not past tense, Ella Yahalelucha. Mikan Litchias Amesim in a Torah. Viyamar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Kala Omer Shira Bal Mazeh. Anyone who says Shira in Olam Hazeh, Zoch Viyamar Li Olam Abba is going to say Shira in Olam Abba as well. Shenemar Ashri Yoshe Vesecha Od Yahalelucha Sela. So that's a riot that there's going to be Shira in Olam Abba as well. The Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Lam Bezam Bez, the very same Rabbi Shimon Levi derives from Asher Yoshev Yisachar De'aluchasela that you need to be Shoa Achas Kodem Atvila, that prior to davening a person has to spend some time Shoa Achas, unclear exactly what Shoa Achas means, but at least some time before davening to organize his thoughts and to focus a little bit. So that's from Asher Yoshev Yisachar. So some Makbet to Dafka sit by Ashrei, that you sit and focus, because that's the pregame of the tefillah. That's how a person prepares himself for the tefillah. So it's a little bit and Odia Halulucha in the future tense, that before there's the Yoshev Yisachar before Yahalulucha. So it doesn't seem that the two drushes could both be made by Rabbi Shimon Levi. So that's a difficulty the Melor Roim raises over here. How could Rabbi Shimon Levi? Because if you make one drusha, then you're already learning something from the future tense of Yahalulucha. So how could you make the other drasha? So we have these two different drashas, both by Rabbi Shimon Levi, in two different mesechtas. It's somewhat difficult. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayim l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah? How do we know l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah? Shneemar, kol tzofecha nasu kol yachtav yiraninu. Rininu lo neemar, it doesn't say past tense, ela yiraninu. Mikan l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. That too is a riot to l'tchias ha-meisim min ha-Torah. V'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asidin kol ha-neviim kulan, omrim shira b'kol echad. All the neviim one day are going to say shira in a unified voice. Shneemar, kol tzofecha nasu kol yachtav yiraninu. Amar Rav Yidom Rav, kolomenei halacha mipi talmid, kilu gozlo minachlas avosav. Anyone who withholds a halacha from a talmid, meaning he refuses to teach talmidim, it's as if he's robbing that talmid of his inheritance that he rightfully deserves from his father. Shenemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe, morasha kihilas Yaakov. Morasha yi lekol Yisrael misheshes yimei bereishis. It is a morasha, it is an inheritance for all of Klal Yisrael from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. And that's why it's as if he's robbing him of that marasha, of that inheritance. The Marsha says it doesn't just mean someone who refuses to teach Talmidim, it means someone who doesn't teach a Talmud properly. The Gemara tells us about Rabbi Preda, who learned with the Talmud 400 times until it was Shagura Bepiv. The Gemara talks about an Erev and Dafan and Dalid. He learned with that Talmud till the Talmud was fluent, even though it took 400 times. And you might think Rabbi Preda has better things to do than to learn with the Shvacha Talmud 400 times, but Marsha says that's the expectation. You can't say about any Talmud that he's a Talmud Sheino Hagun because he's not sharp enough. If you say that goes al minach lasav osav. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Kalamanei Halacha mipi Talmud, Afilu Ubrin Shemei Imo Mekalin Oso. Someone who withholds Halacha from Talmud, even the fetuses in the mother's womb are going to curse him. How do I know that? Shneemar Moneh Var Yikvu La'om. Someone who withholds Bar is going to be Yikvuhu by La'om. So once we translate the words Bar, Yikvu, and La'om, we're going to see that means someone who doesn't teach Torah to a Talmud is going to be cursed by the fetuses. Why? Ve'ein la'om elu ubrin. La'om means fetuses. Shenemar alom elav yimatz. Ve'ein kava elu klala. Yikvuhu kava means curse. Shenemar ma'akov lo kava kel. By Bilam. Ve'ein bar elu Torah. And bar is a reference to Torah. Shenemar nashku bar penyenaf. So that's how we derive from that pasuk that the fetuses are going to curse him. What's the, why dafka fetuses are going to curse him? It's a strange thing to say. Fetuses don't say anything, so they're gonna. Well, why is it dafka they who are gonna curse him? So Pashas is based on the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed that the Malach is Malamed Torah to the Bimeimo that even one who's unable to talk has the ability to learn Kala Torah Kula. That's where it's ingrained in the baby that this is Yerusha Savosav. So you try to hold back that which has become a part of him through his development in the womb. So that's why they're going to curse him. The Marsha has a little bit of a different spin on it, that it's Dafka, like the Marsha says, it's someone who doesn't teach like Rabbi Preda did, because he thinks this person doesn't have a peh lilmod, he doesn't have a mouth to learn with, he doesn't have the ability to learn. Well, a fetus shouldn't have the ability to learn either, and yet he learns Kala Torah Kula. So the fetus is saying you're denying the reality of what we go through, so that's why Dafka, they're going to curse him. The Iyun Yaakov has a fantastically different explanation, Alpi Drash, based on the fact that the chiv to learn every day with Talmidim is because Bechol Yom V'Yom Yetzer Hara Misgaber Alav Rotzala Miso. The Gemara tells us that every single day the Yetzer Hara tries to attack a person and kill him, and the Torah is the Tavlin to the Yetzer Hara. So you have to learn with the Talmud to save them from the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara is a Rodef, and he wants to kill him, so you have a chiv to be Matzel Sarodef. But on Daf Samaches we said that Rodef Shei Rodef Achavir Lahargo, Omer lo Re'e Yisrael hu ben Brisu, Vatara Omer Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Damo Yishafech. That if you spill blood, then your blood is going to be spilled. So Hatzel Damo Shalzeh B'Damo Shalzeh. We learn from that pasuk that you're allowed to save the blood of one person with the blood of the Rodef, by killing the Rodef. So someone who's not Melamed Torah to Talmidim, he's like a Rodef. He shows that he's not darshaning the pasuk of Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam. So what's he darshaning the pasuk for? How does he learn the pasuk of Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam if it's not about a rodef? Well, there is another drasha about that pasuk. The Gemara had much earlier in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis that from that pasuk we derive the iser to kill a fetus. So you might think the fetuses will be happy with this guy. He thinks that he's not a rodef because he doesn't darshan the pasuk Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam to teach about a rodef. Oh, good. The fetuses will say, so at least now you're not allowed to kill us, because the only alternate drasha from that pasuk is that you're not allowed to kill the fetus. No, even the fetuses are upset at this guy. Even they're going to curse him. That's how the Yin Yaakov says, Alpi Drash. Ulabar Yishmal Amar, Menakvenoso Kikavra, that they're going to puncture his body like a sieve. He's going to have so many holes in his body. The Achronim explained that he should have been like a Kavra in the sense that he should have let out his Torah, just like a Kli that has holes in it, so the kernels can drop out of the Kli and it could go other places. So he should have shared his Torah. His Torah should have been able to be forthcoming, but it wasn't. So that's why he gets this punishment. Ksiv hacha yikvu la'omu ksufasam yikav char b'dalaso. Vamra baye ki uchle dekatri. His body is going to be punctured like the kli that the launderers use where they, when they're steaming a baguette, they put this kli with a bunch of holes on it over the baguette, and then they put they sprinkle some hot water on the baguette to steam it and flatten it. Vim lamdo mascharo, and if a person does teach his talmidim, then what is his reward? Amarava, amarav sheshes, zocha lebrachos ki Yosef. He's going to be zocha to brachos like Yosef. Shneamar, ubracha lerosh mashbir. Ve'in mashbir el Yosef. And mashbir is a reference Yosef, Shnemar, the Yosef who has shalit ala aretz, who has mashbir l'chol am ha'aretz. Amrav sheshes, kolam lami torah bal mazeh, zocha melamda l'ol maba. Anyone who teaches Torah in ol mazeh is going to be zocha to be melami torah even in ol maba. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, umar v'gam hu yoreh. Amar Rav, minayin l'tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah. Back to tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah, where do we see it? Shenemar, yichiru uvein v'al yamos. Yichiru uvein means v'olam hazeh, the Reuven will live in olam hazeh, v'al yamos li'olam haba. So that's how we see that there is an olam haba. Ravina amar mehacha, v'rabim yishene ad masafar yakitsu, eile l'chaye olam, v'eile l'charpos l'diron olam. Rav Ashi amar mehacha, that another pasuk, v'ata l'cha, v'ata Lech lekeitz v'tanuach v'tamud legarolcha lekeitz hayamin. Amar Rabbi Lazar, kol parnis shemaniges hatzibur benachas zocha manhigam liolam haba. Any leader who has patience and deals calmly with the tzibur is going to be zocha to be a leader in olam haba as well. Shenemar ki merachmam yinahageim val mavuye mayim yinahaleim. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, now we get into the statements of Rabbi Lazar about Deya. G'dola Deya shenitna ben shtei osios. Deya is so great that it is given between two osios. Shenemar Kikel Deos Hashem. Two osios apparently over here means to Shemos Hashem. The word Deos is sandwiched by the words Kel and Hashem. So the Achronim point out Midas Hadin and Midas Harachamim, two different Shemos of Hashem that they are supposed to be working together with each other in an ideal world, and that's why Kel Deos Hashem. That's what makes it so great. V'amar of Lazar Gadol Mikdash Shenitin Mishtei Osios. The Mikdash also is Nitin Mishtei Osios, and that also speaks highly to the Mikdash Shnemar. The pasuk says Palta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Karnu Yodecha. So you see, the word Mikdash is surrounded by Hashem and Hashem. So Mask for Ravada Karchinah Elameata. So just by the way, the two things that we identified are Deya and Mikdash. Right, the Mikdash requires Deya. The Bezalel was Yodea Das Elyon. That was the machlokas with him and Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of building the Mishkan. What comes first? That Bezalel Kel. That was Bezalel had this tremendous amount of Deya and to be able to build the Mikdash. He was Yodea Osios. That Letzarif Osios Shenivru Bem Shemayim Va'aretz, which we're going to see plays a role here as well. So Maskar Vada Karchina Elameata. If you're going to say that anything that's sandwiched by Shemos Hashem is a symbol of something great, then Gedola Nekama Shenin Ben Shtei Osios. Nekama also, revenge is also something that's sandwiched by two Shemos Hashem. Tchsiv Kel Nekamos Hashem Kel Nekamos Hafia. So Amalei Lemilsei Hachinami. Yeah. It is a very powerful force. Nekama is in fact a very powerful force, meaning it is gedola in that sense. Kedula damrula shtei hafayos halalu lama. Why does it say kal nekama Hashem hafia and it says hafia twice? Achas l'midas tova va'achas l'midas pranos, because it could be used l'tova and it could be used for midas pranos. Va'amar Rav Lazar kol adam shiyish bo deya ki'ilu nivna beis hamikdash biyamav. Anyone who has deya, it's as if the beis hamikdash was built in his day. Because again, both Deya and Mikdash are sandwiched by Shemos Hashem. V'amar Rav Lazar kolod m'sheish v'deya l'sof mes asher. Ultimately, he will become wealthy. Shenemar u'bedas chadarim yimlu u'kolohon yakar v'na'im. V'amar Rav Lazar kolod m'shein b'deya asher l'rachim alav. Someone who doesn't have deya, you're not allowed to have rachmanis on such a person. Shenemar ki lo ambinosuhu alkein lo yirachmenu osehu v'yotzo lo yichonenu. Someone who doesn't express any level of deya, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have rachmanis on such a person. V'amar Rabbi Lazar. By the way, just the asur rachim alav seems a little bit harsh. Why is it they can't be merachim on someone who doesn't have deya? So the Rashba writes, based on what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, that gedola deya shenemar b'tefilas Shmoneh Esrei, that it's at the beginning of the weekday brachos, the bracha of das, v'atachonin ladam das, because it includes all the other brachos. That through das, a person, it's only through das that a person will regret his averos and will ask for mechila, and only through that will he be able to develop a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu that sets up all of the other brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. So someone who doesn't have deya is not going to have any sort of kavan in his tefilos, and therefore he can't be merachim because he never asks for the rachmanos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's how the Rashba explains. The Marsha says no, you can be Kodesh Baruch Hu merachim al kol ma'asav. But an adam that the whole kunz of adam is that he's bedaito besichlo, so he's losing the tzura, the tzelem elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in him. Meaning any bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's maximizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him here to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on. But if the person denies what his uniqueness in creation is, the humanity that humanity is defined by his ability to reason by deya, and he just acts like an animal, so then he's denying his very purpose in being here. So then you don't have merachim of al kalmasav anymore. Anyone who gives bread to someone who doesn't have deya, yisurin boyin alav, is going to suffer. Shenemar lach v'chayisimu mazur tachtecha, ein tvuna bo, ve'ein mazur eli yisurin. Mazur means yisurin, shenemar v'yar frayim eschalio, v'yehuda es mazuro. So why is it so bad to feed someone who doesn't have deya? A lot of times you give tzedakah to someone who doesn't know what to do with it, so you're just causing that person to give themselves, to get themselves in more trouble. You smell alcohol on the the breath of the guy who's collecting money, so you know exactly what he's going to go do with that money. You have to make sure that you give him something that will be that will get him that will actually be beneficial to him and not be more damaging to the person. Anyone who doesn't have daya ultimately is going to go to gola. Ami mibli daas. Now we're moving on to other statements of Rabbi Elazar, not directly related to Deya. Any bias that doesn't have Divrei Torah heard in the house at night, Eish ochalto, a fire will consume the house. Shnemar kol choshech tam l'tzvuno techleu eish, lo nofach yer asarid ba'alo. Ein sarid el tamul chacham. A sarid is tamul chacham, shnemar v'sridim asher Hashem korei. V'amar blazer, kol she'enu mahana tamidei chachamim minachasav, anyone who's blessed with nechassim and he doesn't give hana'a to talmidei chacham through his nechassim is not going to see a siman bracha. Shneimer ein sarid liyachlo al kein lo yachlo tuvo. Ein sarid el talmidei chacham. We know sarid means talmidei chacham. Shneimer b'sridim asher Hashem korei. V'omer Rabbi Elazar also says kol she'enu mishayir pas al shulchano ein rosim bracha liyolam. Someone who doesn't leave some bread on his table at the end of the meal is not going to see a siman bracha. Shneimer ein sarid liyachlo al kein lo yachlo tuvo. Frak the gemara b'way. So didn't Rabbi Elazar also teach that anyone who dafka does leave crumbs of bread on his table, it's as if he's Ovid Avodah Zarah? Apparently that was the derech of the Ovid Avodah Zarah, to leave pieces of bread on the table. So on the one hand, Rabbi Elazar thinks it's a great thing to leave bread on the table. On the other hand, he says it's the derech of the Ovid Avodah Zarah. So lo kasha, hadika shlema badei, hadaleka shlema badei. When there is a full loaf of bread with the small pieces of bread, that's the derech of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that they leave a whole loaf of bread together with small pieces of bread. Whereas if it's all he has is the small pieces of bread, that's a good thing. He's leaving it for the aniyim in case the aniyim want to come and eat. V'amar Rav Elazar, kala machlif b'diburo kilu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Anyone who disguises his voice, that's how Rashi understands machlif b'diburo, even though probably you would have translated that differently without Rashi. He's mishanet shelo yeh nikar, that it's not recognizable that he is who he is. It's as if he's Ovid Avodah Zarah. How does he know that? How does Rashi know that? Because of the Gemara's Raya. Ksiv hacha v'yisi be'enav kimisateya. The Yaakov says, I don't want to be, when he disguises his voice, to sound like Esav, v'yisi be'enav kimisateya. Uksiv hasam hakol heima ma'asa ta'atuim. So you see, that's a mice of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to disguise one's voice. V'amar Rav Elazar, kol mistakel be'erva kashtun in eres. Anyone who's mistakel and gazes at erva, so kashtun in eres, Rashi has two interpretations of what that means, but the first interpretation is that he's not going to have koshi ever. He's not going to be able to be molded, to be able to be motzi zera in a normal way, to have tashmish in a normal way. So shenemar erya tor kashtecha v'amar blazer liolam avi kavul v'kayim. A person should always be very humble, and through that he will live. Meaning, if a person kavul is anav, kayim is tichya. So when a person is very humble, he's going to live. It's going to be a schooler for life. Amar b'zera afan anami tanina. We find such a thing that the more humble and hidden something is, the greater its chances of survival are. Bayis afel ein poskan lechalanos liros nigo. The mashal that we use is that if you have a darkened house that doesn't have any windows, we don't open up windows in the house to be able to examine the negate saras on the house, and therefore that house will never suffer from nigei batim. So dafka, it's humility. It's what you would think as something that's a negative in the house, where you would look at the house and say, it's nothing special. Dafka that saves it from the trouble of nigei batim. So a person is very lowly, it saves himself from a lot of trouble. Shema mina. Amrav tavi amrav yoshia. May dechsev. Sha'ol v'otzer rechem eretz lo savamayim. V'chimayin in sha'ol etzel rechem. What is sha'ol, which is the kever, the depths, have to do with the rechem, have to do with birth, with a womb? El Lomelcha is to teach you Ma Recha Machnas Umotzi, Afshaol Machnas Umotzi, back to Tchias HaMesim. That just like a Rechem is Machnas, and once something goes in, a Tipa Srucha goes into the Rechem, it's Motzi of Vlad, so too, the Shaol is Machnas Umotzi. You bury someone, but that's not the end. Someone's going to come out of that Kever. Velo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. When
something is placed in the rechem, it's done in private, it's done bitznius, where no one can see and no one knows what's going on. Motzin mimenu b'kol lekolos. But when the baby's born, big celebration, mazel tovs, everyone spreads the news. Shaol shemachnisim ba b'kolos. A shaol when you have a levaya where people come and to participate in the levaya and everyone knows about it. All the more so when the Tchias HaMesim happens, that's going to happen b'kol lekolos. Mikan tshuva lom remain Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, and this too is a tshuva for those who say Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Tarn de be'eliot tzadikim shosar Kodesh Baruch Hu le'achiyosan ein chosun la'afaran. The tzadikim that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring back to life in Yemos HaMashiach, the assumption is that it seems to be, the Rishonim point out, that there are two Tchias HaMesim. There's the initial Tchias HaMesim that's only for tzadikim during Yemos HaMashiach, and then there's a later Tchias HaMesim that's for everybody. So what's going to be with those tzaddikim that experience the initial Tchias HaMesim? What are they going to do as the process continues of La'asad Lavo? So they never go back La'afar and they never die again. Shnemar v'ayah anishar b'tzion v'anosim Yerushalayim kodosh yomelo. Kolokosav l'chayim Yerushalayim ma kodosh li'olam kayim. Afheim li'olam kayamin. Just like Kadosh is li'olam kayim, so too these tzaddikim are li'olam kayamin. V'im tomar, and so you're going to ask, but wait a second, does that really work out? Osin shanim shasra Kodesh Baruch Hu l'chadish be'anis olamo. Those years that Kodesh Baruch Hu is reinventing his world and he's redoing everything. So where are they going to be? Shanem or v'niskav Hashem levado b'yomahu. Tzaddikim ayin osin. It says that Hashem is going to be all alone on that day. So where are the tzaddikim going to be doing? And at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oslam Knafayim Kinesharim Mishatan Al Pnei HaMayim. Hashem is going to make them wings like eagles, and they're going to fly over the water. Shnemar Al Kein Lo Nira Bahamir Aretz B'mot Harim B'Lev Yamin. That's what they're going to be busy doing. Rashi says, Olam Hazeh is going to be Chara for 1,000 Shanim, for 1,000 years. Because the Gemara is going to say later on that according to Rav Katina, the world is going to exist for 6,000 years. And the seventh millennium is going to be chariv, is going to be totally destroyed. The Gemara brings a brisa like Rav Katina that just like shviyas mishametas shana achas l'sheva shanim, so to the world is on like a shemitah cycle. So we're going to have 6,000 years of actual existence of the world, and then 1,000 years of nothingness. So we're asking for those 1,000 years. What are they going to be doing? They're going to be flying around. V'shemetomer yesh lam tzar. You might say, well, that's exhausting. It's going to be it's a lot of tzar when they're flying for 1,000 years. Tamar lomer v'kovei Hashem yachriku kol. Now they're never going to get tired. So ask the Gemara, why don't we learn from the Mason that Yecheskel brought back to life that they died again? So too the Tzaddikim that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings back to life, maybe they can die again also. Why are we so hesitant to say that these Tzaddikim can die again? After all, when Yecheskel did Tchias HaMesim, and this opens up the discussion, which is the rest of the daf, about the Mason Sheikh Yecheskel, so why can't we say that the tzaddikim will die again as well? So savla command yamar be'emes mashal haya. We're assuming that there were no mesim shehichi cheskel. The whole thing was a mashal because that's a three-way machlokas about what exactly happened over there. Detanya, Rabbi Elazar omer mesim shehichi cheskel amdu al ragleim v'amru shira umesu. Rabbi Elazar says cheskel brought them back to life. They sang shira, then right away they died again. Mashira amru. What was their shira? Hashem meimus b'tzedek u'mechaya barachamim. That Hashem is just in killing people, and He's mechayeh berachmim, and it's with rachmanus, not with justice, that He gives life. Rabbi Shua Amar Shira Zu Amru Hashem Memus Mechayeh Morit Shaol V'Yaal. They're going to sing a shira about Hashem is Morit Shaol, puts us down in the depths, but V'Yaal, we come back up again. Rabbi Yehuda Amar a second shita, Emes Mashal Haya. It's true.
It's a mashal. No, it can't be both. It's either a true story or it's a mashal. What do you mean? It's true and it's a mashal. No, Ella, be'emes mashal haya. What we mean to say is that in reality, it is only a mashal. It is not, in fact, a true story. Reb Lozim Noshal Reb Yossi Aglili Omer, that Reb Lozim Noshal Reb Yossi Aglili is the third shita of what exactly happened with these Mesim Sheikhi Yecheskel. Mesim Sheikhi Yecheskel, Olu le'eretz Yisrael, v'nasu nashim, v'olidu banim u'banos. They went on to live normal lives. It wasn't that they just got up and died, nor is it just a mashal. Regular people. They went, they made aliyah, they got married, they had children. Amad Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira al Ragla va'amar, ani mi b'nei b'neihem. I descend from those mesim sheikhi yecheskel, v'alolu tefillin shenichli avi abba mehem. And these are the tefillin that my grandfather left me as an inheritance from them. So dafka the emphasis on tefillin somehow reflecting a mesorah, that somehow tefillin reflects, and this is something that's built into the fabric of the Jewish people somehow, that people yarshening a zaydis tefillin seems to be a special thing. Umaninu mesim sheikhi yecheskel, you just always have to make sure they're kosher. Umaninu mesim sheikhi yecheskel, who are these mesim that Yecheskel brought back to life? Five different shittos. Amar Rav, Elu b'nei Ephraim, Shemanu l'keitz v'ta'u. These are the b'nei Ephraim who tried to cheshbon the keitz ha'yamim, and they made a mistake in their cheshbon. That's who these mesim were that Yecheskel brought back to life. Shenamar b'nei Ephraim shuselach var b'no v'sachs b'no v'alad b'no v'sachs b'no v'zevad b'no v'shuselach b'no v'ezer v'alad v'harogu man shegas and aladim ba'aretz uksiv v'yisab l'Ephraim aviyam yom rabim v'yivau achav l'nachamo. That Ephraim aviyam had a tremendous avelus for them, and his brothers came to be menachem. There is a discussion that the Rishonim already have. Rashi writes Yecheskel was a Kohen, so the Radak raises the question: How could he be mechayim mesim? He's a Kohen. He's not allowed to be metame lemesim. So that's the discussion that the Achronim have. And when a mace goes through tchias mesim, is he still metame? Is it a problem of being metame lemesim? Okay, Shmuel Amar Elu bnei Adam. Shmuel says the second sheet. Who are these people that Yecheskel brought back to life? Elu bnei Adam shekafru b'tchias mesim. These are the people that were kofar in tchias mesim. Shenemar pasuk says Vayomer Eli ben Adam ha'atzama ben Adam. Is the phrase that's used by Yecheskel. The Yecheskel is always referred to as Ben Adam throughout the Sefer. So he says, "Ve'yomer Eli Ben Adam hatzamos ha'ele." These bones, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hema, Hinei Omrim, Yavoshiratz Moseinu, Va'avdut Kvaseinu, Nigzralanu. They're the ones that said that we lost all hope, that nothing is ever going to happen, that it's over, that there is no Tchias HaMesim, that there's a finality to the Kever. So these are that's who Yecheskel brought back to life. The Dafka, the ones that said that there's not going to be any more Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Amar, a third Shita. El b'nei Adam shein ben lachluchis shel mitzvah. Shemar ha'atzomos ha'yaveshus shem u'dvar Hashem. These are the people that don't even have a lachluchis shel mitzvah. The Ben Yoyad explains, even a machshava tova, they don't even have that. Even a good thought, they didn't even have. Not even a lachluchis shel mitzvah. So why did they get to have a tchias ha'mesim? Yad Ramah explains, lefnim yishurus adin. That's dafka to demonstrate how much of a lefnim yishurus adin the entire tchias ha'mesim is. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, fourth opinion. Amar El Bnei Adam Shechif Vasehechel Kulo Shkatzim Ramasim. These are the people that brought all sorts of Shkatzim Ramasim into the Hechel. Shenemar, the pasuk says Va'avo Ve'arevine Kol Tavnis Remes Uvehema Shekets V'chol Gilul Beis Yisrael Nuchul Kalakir Saviv Saviv. Uksiv Hasam Va'avireni Aleim Saviv Saviv. And the pasuk says Va'avireni Aleim Saviv Saviv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar that's the pasuk in Yecheskel Amad Zayin. So that's how we know. That's how we make the connection that the people that Yecheskel brought back to life were dafka these people who who filled the whole Heichal with Shkatzer Ramasim. And then the final sheet, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Mesim Shebebikas Dura. These were the Mesim in Bikas Dura. Says Rashi, Shehemis Nebuchadnezzar Melch Babel Asher Yafim. These are the Mesim that Nebuchadnezzar killed because they were beautiful. And the Gemara is about to tell that story. Why would Nebuchadnezzar kill people just for being so good looking? Vamar Rabbi Yochanan, Minar Eshal Ad Rabbas Bikas Dura. From Nal Eshal until Ravas is Bikas Dura. That's the area called Bikas Dura. And what happened there? Shebisha Sheglin Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Esi Israel, hayu behen bachrim shayu meganin es hachama biyofyan. That when Nebuchadnezzar sent Klal Yisrael into Galus, there were bachrim that were so beautiful that they made the sun look ugly by comparison. The sun is this beautiful creation, and they were so beautiful that that the sun paled in comparison to their beauty. So vayu kastios roso sun, and the kasti women, the Babylonian women, with see these good-looking guys, v'shofos zavos, and they became zavos, meaning mirov ta'avas, and they were so aroused by these good-looking people that they experienced a constant flow of ziva. So amru leba'alei, and they told their husbands about these good-looking people. Uba'alei and the melech, their husbands went and reported it to the melech. Tziva melech v'hargum. So the melech commanded that they should be killed. V'adayin hayu shofos zavos. Tziva lemelech v'rimsum. So they continued to be shofos zavos. And then the melech, when they continued to be shofos zavos, even after v'hargum. So tziva melech v'rimsum. So that they totally messed up their he was menavel the mace, that you shouldn't even be able to see their form anymore. So that and those are the bachrim that Yecheskel brought back to life. That's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch was mechayeh them was based on what the Gemara is going to say, that those bones went and smacked Nebuchadnezzar in the face to show him the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the same people that he killed come back to seek revenge from him, and it doesn't help that he's going to kill them. He might have thought that he had the final say, but it didn't help that he killed them. Tan Rabbanan, that's what the Braisa tells us. B'shash Yibol Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Es Chanani Mishal V'Azariah El Kivshan Eish. At the time that Nebuchadnezzar Rasha threw Chanani Mishal V'Azariah into the Kivshan because they refused to be Mishtach V'Letzelem, so Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, Hashem told Yecheskel, Leich V'Achiyei Mesim B'Bikas Dura. Now I want you to go do Tchias HaMesim in Bikas Dura. Kivin Sheikh Yosan, when Yecheskel brought them back to life, Bo Atzamos V'Tavchul those bones came and smacked Nebuchadnezzar on the face, and then they came back to life. After, as bones, they went to smack Nebuchadnezzar in the face, then they came back to life. Amar Mativan Shalelu, Nebuchadnezzar says, what is the story with these bones? These inanimate bones come and they smack him in the face. Amalo Chavrei and Shalelu, you should know that their Chaver, meaning the Chaver of Hanani Mishal Vazaria, namely Yecheskel, Mechaye Mesim Bebikas Dura, is practicing a Tchias HaMesim in Bikas Dura, so this is apparently part of the process, that these bones are coming and smacking you in the face. So Pasach Va'amar, Asoi Kimar Ravrvin, the Osos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are so great, meaning Nebuchadnezzar starts talking about the acts of Hashem, that these Osos that Hashem are making are so great, Vitimhoi Kimat Tekifin, and his Maisim are so unbelievable and strong, Malchuse Malchus Aleim, Vishaltaneim Dar Vadar, the Malchus of Hashem is a Malchus the Olam, his rulership goes for every generation. I mean, this is a pasuk in Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar was saying such great praises. Amr of Yitzchak Yitzchak Zav Rotech L'Toch Biv Shalosa Rasha, that it's a lashon of klala, that it's ra'ui that they should pour hot molten gold into the mouth of this Rasha. She'il Mali Bam Malach Ustaro Al Piv, because had it not been that the Malach came and smacked Nebuchadnezzar in the face, he would continue have said he would have continued to sing such praises Bikesh leganos kol shirus tishbach hashem David b'sefer tehillim, and his praises were so impressive that it would have put to shame everything that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. And we certainly don't want that. We don't want Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, to say greater praises than David HaMelech, who built the Beis HaMikdash. So the Marsha says, dafka that dichotomy, that it's Nebuchadnezzar versus David. David didn't actually build the Beis HaMikdash, but set into motion the process by which the Beis HaMikdash was built. And Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, should not be able to sing greater praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than David HaMelech was able to do. Tan Rabbanan, Shisha Nisim Nasu Bosa Yom. There were six miracles that happened on the day that Hanan and Mishael and Azariah were thrown into the Kifshan Eish. Ve'elu Hain, and they are as follows. Safa Kifshan, the Kifshan was built, sunken into the ground, but it floated up to the top so everyone would be able to see it. Ve'nifratza Kifshan, part of the walls of the Kifshan came down so that people would be able to see in. Vuhumak Sodo, the Yisod of the Kifshan melted, and through that the walls were able to come down. Ve'nepach Tselem and Alpanov, the Tselem of Zav that Nebuchadnezzar made flipped over on its face. Nisfu Arba Malchios, four Malachim and the people that were with them that were actually the ones to throw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the Kifshan. They burnt, meaning sparks came out of the Kifshan and burnt the people who had just thrown them into the Kifshan, even as Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were not burning and were perfectly fine. And the sixth miracle is Ve'echi Yecheskel HaSameisim B'Bikas Dura. Yecheskel was able to do it Chias HaMeisim in Bikas Dura. V'kulu, Gemara, all of these things we know from tradition, but V'arba Malchios Kra, the idea of the Arba Malchios from the Pasuk. Tachsiv, because the Pasuk says, Nebuchadnezzar Malka Shalach L'Michnach Shalach Hashtam L'Sakanya Pachvasa D'Aguzanya G'Devraya D'Tavraya Tiftaya V'Kol Shiltona B'Dinasa Eisei Guvern Yehuda V'Ksiv Eisei Guvern Yehudayin U'Ksiv L'Musnak Shinach Shaparnya S'Sakanya Pachvasa V'Adavri Malka Chazin L'Guvri Ilech, that we saw that these are the people that ended up dying when they threw Hanani Mishael Vazarya into the Kifshanesh. So that's Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tandavir of Ben Yaakov.